Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County voters to once again decide on renewal of 2% lodging tax supporting local tourism. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. With the general election just a week away, Campbell County voters will decide whether to renew a 2% lodging tax, a rate primarily paid by visitors rather than local residents. The Gillette News Record reported Jessica Cedars, director of the Campbell County Convention and Visitors Bureau, reminds residents that 90% of these collections come from out-of-state guests. The renewed tax would keep the overall lodging tax at 7%, with funds supporting local tourism promotion, coal mine tours, and even grants for local events and nonprofits. Lodging tax collections have helped increase the county's grant budget to over $110,000 for events that boost the local economy. Public Health prepares for flu season, launches student vaccination program. As flu season approaches, Campbell County Public Health reports that influenza cases are beginning to emerge locally, though still in low numbers. According to the Gillette News Record, Public Health Director Jane Glosser says the first cases appeared in early October, according to CDC data from the Wyoming Department of Health. This year's flu vaccine targets multiple influenza subtypes, including H1N1 and H3N2, with higher levels of influenza A expected. Meanwhile, Public Health's vaccination for influenza prevention project is offering free flu vaccines for students through a partnership with local schools until November 6th. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.